Read, listen, and choose the correct answer.
Hey there, how are you all doing? It is great you came today. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for showing such a great interest in my work. This evening is going to be awesome because it will not only be talking about my photos and my experience as a photographer, but also the origins and development of photography. It is very important that you know and understand its origins because once one gets it, photography becomes much easier and enjoyable. And nobody can teach you that, you know? It's like something that will grow in you. It all started at uni as a formal activity, but I guess I could go back to my early secondary school years. I remember having this funny art teacher. He was very creative and was always telling us to create things. Think like paintings, inventing characters, and making sort of new lands. And for that, we use any kind of stuff. And I remember there was a summer competition where all the projects which would be presented were so great that I decided not to participate and take pictures of them all instead. And it not only became my first job, but the only one. I could even call it the love of my life. And now with a mobile phone camera, I couldn't be happier I chose to do this for a living. Thanks to this possibility of having a camera available wherever you are, makes it just like a permanent open door to opportunities to shoot. It's like the perfect solution for the times when photographers get restless. There is a dark side though. Many people claim that these types of cameras mustn't be used. They say that it is unlikely that any photographer gets good shots with them. And I don't agree on that, you know. It all depends on the kind of phone you got because, for example, this is the one that I use all the time and it is just perfect for my work. I understand that having a different opinion oftentimes doesn't make you like the popular guy, but it's been convenient for me. Some types of photography are more popular among young people. You can take photos of anything from landscapes or people to buildings. For example, young people love photos of friends and family. Old people, on the other hand, prefer landscapes to friends. I don't like saying that a certain type of photography is more popular than others, or that someone mustn't photograph something, like if it were not a good option. What I do like saying is, let yourself go. Just visit a new place and explore the possibility. Here is an example of what I'm saying. This type of photography is not as popular as the ones mentioned before, but if you look at it carefully, you'll notice why it is a good idea to go for this style. Buildings could make the perfect photography, and I reckon that some special interest is needed. But no one can deny that people and landscapes can perfectly be included in a picture of this type. Now, I'd like to give you a piece of advice, and I hope that you'll find it useful. Go somewhere and walk around for a moment, and the moment you see something peculiar, or just a bit different, start getting some random shots of it. And that way you will feel whether it is worth getting it photographed or not. The best part of doing this is that you won't have to worry about spending lots of money on materials, you know? When you are in your studio, you check the photos you got and if you don't like them, just delete them. That's it. You don't need to take any course for that, do you? And now, before we go over to this place, I'd like you to never forget to enjoy it. Some people do their jobs for the wrong reasons. They hate it, but keep it because they make good money. Or there is also the case that people do their jobs because it is fun all the time and because they make friends easily every day. Despite the low salary they get, for me, it's just something I couldn't live without. I've got to say that I make good money and get to know many people every day, but that's just a consequence of doing what I enjoy the most. So, I think it's just the perfect time to start visiting the different stands we...